Sotaper tas mishne yud.
Yochan and Kohen Gadol havir haidoyis hamaiser. Yochan and Kohen Gadol, so it's a machlik is who this was. The Rav and the Rambam both say this is Yochan and Kohen Gadol that was the Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik. He was not the Yochan and Kohen Gadol that's mentioned that became a Tzaduki after 40 years. There was two Yochan and Kohen Gadols. This was a different one. The Melech Shlomo actually brings, though, he first says that it is that same Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, but whoever it is, he was Hevir Hadayis HaMaiser, which means that a certain period in his history, in his time, they did not do Vidoy HaMaiser. Why didn't they do Vidoy HaMaiser during his time? The Rav says, because Ezra made a knas to Levium, the people should not give the Levium Meiser, because when Bnei Goyla went out of Golos, the Bnei Levi did not join them and come to Eretz Yisrael. So as a knas, Ezra was masakin that the Meiser should be given to Kohanim and not Levium. And therefore, because Meiser wasn't given to the Levium, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel Vidoy, because you can no longer say what you would say in the Vidoy, v'gam nasativ l'Levi. You couldn't say I gave it to Levi, because they didn't give it to a Levi, because of the Takanas Ezra. I, Frakta Mishnah Rishona, we do find that Kohanim are called Levium, so if Ezra was masakin to give it to Kohanim, aren't Kohanim from the Shevet Levi anyway? So Teretz is you're still being mevatel a certain inyan of giving Meiser to a Levi, because if you give Meiser to a Kohen, he brings, based off Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that you're limiting the ability to eat Meiser b'kol makom in any place. It says, v'achaltem oisoy b'chol makom, and a Kohen is not allowed to take Meiser into a Beis HaKfaros, because a Kohen can't become tummy, can't go to a Beis HaKfaros. So therefore, you're not really giving Meiser in the most appropriate way, because Meiser should be given in a way that it can be eaten anywhere. So therefore, the real Iker, Nesinas HaMeiser, and the way the Meiser should be given, it should only be given over to a Levi and not a Kohen, even though Kohanim are still part of Shevet Levi. So that was one thing he did. Next, Afu Bitel as Ma'irim. He also is Mevatel the Ma'irim. When they used to sing the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say a Pasuk, Ura la loma tishon Hashem. Wake up, why should you sleep Hashem? And it's obviously not literal. And the Rambam explains that this is not Derech Eretz to speak this way, Takarish Baruch Hu. And there was almost like a Lashon of Tima'ir to wake up, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was Mevatel that because that's not, it's not Derech Eretz. As the Rav says, V'chi yeh sheinu lifnei amakum, is there sleeping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Torah says, Hinei lo yonam v'lo yishan, Sharmei Yisrael. And Melech HaShlomo brings it, that this Pasuk is not talking about when there's a Beis HaMikdash, but rather this Pasuk is talking about Golos when there is no Beis HaMikdash and the Goyim are sitting with tranquility. But that's not what the case was then, and they shouldn't have been saying it. V'es HaNoikvim, and he was also Mevatel the Noikvim. What they used to do is, before they used to shacht animals, they used to hit the animal on top of the head between its horns, that it should start bleeding into its eyes, that it shouldn't see what's coming to them, and then they'd be able to easily shecht it. So obviously doing such a thing would create other issues. There may be creating mums by an animal and things like that. So he actually instead was masakin to make the rings. They used to, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would have rings that were connected to the floor, and they would put the animal inside the ring so it couldn't move when we would shecht the animals. So that's a much more practical solution than clapping the animal on the head that it should bleed into his eyes that he couldn't see. That's another takana. And until his days, you used to hear the hammer blow in Yerushalayim, meaning during Chol HaMoed, one is allowed to do work that's Davar HaAvad, that's Tzarech HaMoed, and if you don't do it, you're going to lose out. There's going to be something lost. But he was Mevatel because there were so many people doing this that it caused a lot of noise, and it was not Kavadik for the Moed to have all this noise going out in Yerushalayim. So one pshat is until his days, there would be a lot of this noise, but during his days it stopped. So that's a shvach to him. That's a praise. So that's one sheet. It's brought down in Yushalmi, it's a machlekes, whether ad yom of means up until his time there was noise. And one other sheet is va'ad yom of ayipatish mek Yushalmi, meaning until the end of his days it was always loud and there was nothing done about it. And finally, uv'yom of ein adam tzach lishol al demai. And during his days, people did not have to ask on demai. There was a suffix, people in the street, the Mefarshim explained, the Rav explains that people, sometimes they didn't even buy things from the Shuk. They would always ask, was he mafrish? Was the person in Amma Arts the seller? Was Truma Samais was taken off? Sometimes they didn't bother. Sometimes people too scared with the halacha. So he kept things simple. He said, every time you buy, always take off Trumas Meiser, because we know that Amaratzim take off Truma, but they don't take off Trumas Meiser. That's the shaila. Some of them don't take off Trumas Meiser. Rov of them do, some of them don't. So always take off Trumas Meiser, and always take off Meiser Sheni. And you should also designate Meiser Rishon. You just have to designate it, but you can eat it yourself. You don't have to give it to a Levi. But you do have to take off Trumas Meiser and give it to a Kohen. And you do have to take off Meiser Sheni. And obviously you eat the Meiser Sheni or redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim and eat it yourself.